Questions 8 to 14.
When you're considering whether or not to start your own business, you need to make a realistic assessment of what it involves, particularly while you're getting established. Your business life is unlikely to be easy. At the outset, and perhaps for some time, you may find you can't draw as much income from your business as you'd like. It can be very helpful if your husband or wife is earning, so that they can provide the funds you need to live on. While you might think you can choose when to work, in practice you'll probably find you have far longer working hours than you'd like. This is almost unavoidable. If your business isn't going well, you'll have problems to overcome, and even if it's successful, you may want to make as much money as possible in case things start going wrong. Running your own business can lead to a great deal of stress, particularly if you allow the business to overwhelm you. Talk to your family about your work and ask for their support so that you're not facing the problems alone. You'll need to be a salesperson, technical expert, accountant, and administrator all in one. Be honest about your skills. If you can identify your weaknesses, consider being trained or try to afford expert assistance. Failure is very likely if you take a major gamble. But if you only want to pursue low-risk ventures, you may be short of ideas to follow up. The best chance of success comes from calculated risks which allow you to make a sound estimate of the likely outcome. Founding and controlling a successful business can yield a tremendous sense of achievement, but there may be failures. If there are, you must be able to accept failure without finding the effect devastating, and improve your future performance by drawing all the lessons possible from your mistakes, if indeed you've made any. You're probably wondering whether it's such a good idea to start your own business, but now I'll go on to some of the rewards.